Please join me in Gassho. Gassho onegaishimasu. Let us join our hands in reverence as we reflect upon the words Shinran Shonin spoke regarding his relationship with his teacher Honen. Shinran Shonin to Honen Shonin no gokanki nitsuite Shinran Shonin no okotoba wo chodai itashimasu node Gassho onegaishimasu. As for me, I simply accept and entrust myself to what my reverend teacher Honen told me. Just say the Nembutsu and be saved by Amida. Nothing else is involved. I have no idea whether the Nembutsu is truly the seed for my being born in the Pure Land, or whether it is the karmic act for which I must fall into hell. Should I have been deceived by Master Honen and saying the Nembutsu were to fall into hell, even then, I would have no regrets. The reason is, if I could attain Buddhahood by endeavoring in other practices, but said the Nembutsu and so fell into hell, then I would feel regret at having been deceived. But I am incapable of any other practice, so hell is decidedly my abode, whatever I do.
この親鸞においては、ただ念仏して、阿弥陀仏に救われ往生させていただくのであるという法然上人のお言葉をいただき、それを信じているだけで、他に何かあるわけではありません。念仏は本当に浄土に生まれる因となるか、逆に地獄に落ちる行いなのか、全く私の知るところではありません。たとえ法然上人に騙されて念仏したために地獄に落ちても決して後悔はいたしません。なぜなら他の行の励むことがで仏になれるはずのない私が、それをしないで念仏をしたままに地獄に落ちたというなら、騙されたと後悔でもあるでしょうが、どのような行を満足に修行できることはできませんの私は、どうしても地獄以外の海かすのはないのです。と、何万打仏、何万打仏、何万打仏。
Morning, everyone. 皆さん、おはようございます。It's very nice to see you all. It's a little bit of a sad day. Today is our last day of Dharma school for the year, but I'm happy because I know I'll get to see all of you throughout the summer. We keep having services all summer long, and I know that many of you will keep coming even though we don't have Dharma school. まあ今日はようこその参りでございます。まあ Dharma school の最終の今年の最後の日ですから、まあちょっと寂しい気持ちがあるんですけど、皆様はまあ引き続き夏にお参りがありますので、ぜひお参りに来ると思いますので、それも楽しみにしていることで、まあ嬉しいことでございます。
So today we're continuing our encounter with the 10 great disciples of the Buddha. And on this list, we're learning about Rahula, who's the ninth one on this list of 10.
そして今日はラフラ、このリストの9番目の仏弟子についてお話ししたいと思います。
And Rahula is a special disciple of the Buddha. Does anybody know what Rahula's relationship to the Buddha is?
ラフラと仏様、釈迦様のご関係は
誰かしてますか? Anybody know? Yasuko, do you know? It was his son. お、息子です。ラフーラは仏様の息子です。So, if anybody remembers from the story of the Buddha's life that we tell sometimes at Hanamatsuri or particularly at the Enlightenment Day service we have in December, we talk about the Buddha and how the Buddha left his home.
そして、まあ、浄土への時に、12月の浄土の時によく釈迦様が出家する話があるんですね。
So at the time when the Buddha went out, he left his home and began to practice in search of enlightenment, he had already had a son, and his son was still very small.
そしてその釈迦様が出家、家を出る時に息子はすでに生まれて、でもとっても小さかったです。
And we can imagine that maybe Rahula was so small at that time that he couldn't even maybe have memories of his father. Maybe he was so small that he didn't remember spending time with his father before he left.
そして、まあ、釈迦様が家を出た時に、おそらくラフラはまだ小さい子供で、釈迦様が家を出たことを、まあ、その記憶がないかもしれません。
So you can imagine he must have been very excited to see his father when after 7 years of being away, Shakyamuni Buddha returned to his hometown of Kapilavastu.
で、Shakyamuni Buddha が7年間家を出てから Kapilavastu の実家に帰るときに、ラフラ君はどれぐらい楽しみにしてたでしょう。
He must have been very excited. And so, a couple weeks ago, we talked about Upali. Upali was another person who was living in that town. Does anybody remember about Upali? Yeah, Keith, do you remember Upali? Do you remember what Upali's job was? He was a barber, that's right.
Upali という散髪師がこの同じカピラバストという釈迦様の実家に住んでいました。
So there were some rumors going around. Do you remember the rumor that Upali had heard about the Buddha before he came to town? They were saying that he carried something special with him.
で、Upali はそういう釈迦様が来る前にお噂を聞いて、こういう噂が流れてて、釈迦様は特別のものを持てたということがあります。
Does anybody remember what they were saying that Shakyamuni Buddha had?
Shakyamuni Buddha は何を持てたんですね。
Do you remember? A special treasure, that's right.
特別の宝物を持てたと言われました。
So everybody was hearing this rumor that Shakyamuni Buddha was coming to town with a special treasure.
で、釈迦仏がこの特別の宝物を持って来るという噂が流れていました。
And this had also gone to his palace. And so his wife, Yasudhara, had heard this rumor, and she told her son Rahula, said, if your father has a special treasure, then as his son, surely he will share it with you. You're entitled to receive a portion of this special treasure, since you're his son.
そして、釈迦様の奥さんであった安田ら公がもし宝物を持っているならあなたに息子に渡すはずですからどうぞお父さんのところに行ってこの宝物をもらってください。
So she told him, go to your father and receive your inheritance. Receive this special treasure that you're entitled to as his son.
そしてお父さんのところに行ってこの宝物をもらうことがいいからどうぞいてください。
So Rahula approached the Buddha. The Buddha recognized him right away as his son. He said, I'm very glad to see you.
そしてラフラが釈迦様のところに行って釈迦様が見た、おお、よう来たなと言いまして、とても喜んで迎えに来ました。
Rahula said, My mother tells me that you have a special treasure and thatAs your son, I am entitled to receive a portion of this treasure.
そしてうちの母があ
なたが素晴らしい宝物を持つので、私があなたの息子としてそれをもらう一部の権利を持っていると言われていましたからここに来ました。The Buddha says, "It's true, I do have a treasure."
確かに私が宝物がありますよ。
However, it's not gold and it's not riches.It's not the kind of treasure that people normally think about.
しかし私が持っている宝物は黄金とか宝石とかみんながいつも思うこういう宝物じゃないです。
Because my treasure is a teaching that will help you to be free from worry and free from fear.
そして私の宝物はこの御教えであなたの心配することとか怖がること恐れることはなくなるという宝物です。
He says, and I'm happy to share this treasure with you.
喜んであなたとこの宝物を分け合って一緒に楽しみたいと思います。
And so the Buddha invited Rahula to become a monk and join the community.
そして釈迦様がどうぞ私の弟子となってこの仲間とお坊さんになってこの仲間に入ってくださいと終わりました。
So then Rahula shaved off all his hair and received the monks of a robe, the robes of a monk, and joined the community.
そしてラフラが髪を剃ってこの衣をいただいてお坊さんとなりました。
This wasn't what Yasudara had in mind.
これはお母さんの Yasudara が想像した宝物じゃなかったです。
Nor was it what Rahula's grandfather, the King Suddhodana, had in mind.
そしてこのお父さんのおじいさんの国王が想像したことでもなかったです。
However, this was a great treasure for Rahula.
しかしこれはラフラの本当の宝物でした。
But we are told that from that time on, then the Buddha made a new rule that people had to get their parents' permission if they were still children, they had to get the permission of their parents before they could join the Sangha.
しかし、この時から新しい規則ができて、またお坊さんとなることは、まず親の許可を得る必要があると言われました。
So the Buddha was very, he wanted to give his son this special treasure, and so he chose the best teachers to...be his guide in the studying the Dharma.
そしてマラフラが立派なお坊さんになってほしいと釈迦様が思ってたからとても素晴らしい先生を選びました。
So he chose his two chief disciples. Does anyone remember the two chief disciples? Who are the two chief disciples?
その最も二人の先端に立つお坊さん。
Do you remember one of them, Keith?That's right. So one of the disciples is Mahamoggallayana.
まあ一人は Mahamokkenden, Mahamoggallayana.
Do you remember the other one?
Shariputra, that's right. そして Sharihotsu.
So these are the two great disciples of the Buddha. Shariputra, the master of wisdom, and Mahamoggallayana, the master of special powers. These were the teachers. So the Buddha chose the very best teachers for his son.
そしてこういう最も立派な先生を選んで息子に与えました。
So Rahula studied hard with his teachings, with these teachers, and he attained enlightenment at a very young age. Most of the monks studied very long and were in middle age or even elderly at the time that they attained enlightenment. But Rahula, because of these wonderful teachers, because of his sincerity in studying, was able to become enlightened at the age of 18.
そしてラフラがこの素晴らしい先生があったおかげで18歳で悟りを開いたと言われました。普通はもう中年とか5年配になってからやっと悟りを開くんですけど、ラフラは一生懸命勉強して若い時に悟りを開きました。
And we don't hear too much about Rahula in his life beyond this experience of studying hard and becoming enlightened.
そしてラフラについてこういう一生懸命勉強して若い時に悟りを開いた以外はあまりラフラについての情報はないみたいです。
And so for this reason, Rahula is a wonderful example for us.
これこそがラフラの素晴らしいところです。
Rahula for us is a model of a good student.
ラフラは素晴らしい生徒ということが私たちのお手本と。
So this is, we're coming to the end of the school year. I think most of you maybe have 2 weeks or so left of school. Is that about right?
あと2週間ぐらい学校があって。
Some people are graduating. Is anybody graduating from their school this year?
して大学、外学を卒業する。Even if it's a middle school or elementary school. So about half of the people here are leaving one school and going on to a new school next year. Or maybe they're going on to do something different after finishing their studies.
そしてこの、あの、今年の、あ、学年がもうそろそろ終わって、ここに集まって、あ、いただいている方々は半分ほどは、あの、一つの学校を卒業してまた進学する、他のところに行くか、まあ、勉強をしばらく終えてまた別なことをしようということですね。
So even though you've finished your studies, there's a word that's used. Has anyone heard the word commencement? Oftentimes graduation ceremonies are called commencement ceremonies.
で、卒業式はよく、あの、まあ、英語で commencement ということですね。
So the word commence, does anyone know what the word commence means?
Commence という言葉は何の意味ですか? Do you know, Keith?
It means, what's that? To start? To start, that's right. So commence というのは始まるという意味ですね。So it means to start. So even though you've maybe finished one kind of studying, you're just starting to start out. You have to keep that, we call that the beginner's mind, the mind that is fresh and ready to learn.
そしてこの学べる、あの、姿勢を持つのが大切です。
So to keep one's mind open and to stay ready to learn in any time, no matter what's going on in your life, even when you're not at school, that's a very important, part of living one's life wisely.
そして、まあ、いつでもどこにいても、あの、こういう学べる姿勢を持つというのは一つの大切な姿勢でございます。
And that is what we learned from the life of Rahula. So he continued as a student, and he didn't, stand out in the Buddha's community. He didn't get a lot of attention or a lot of recognition, but he was able to study well and learn well and live a wonderful life.
そして、あの、釈迦牟尼仏の弟子の中に、ラフーラは、あの、まあ、有名になっていないんですけど、まあ、いろいろなことを、あの、まあ、やって、これいろいろな話ができていないんですけど、まあ、仏様の死を一生懸命聞いて素晴らしいことができたというのですね。だから人に、あの、いろいろな、まあ、有名になって名称にならない、ならなくても、まあ、いい人生ができるということですね。
So we can be reminded that a wonderful lifeDoesn't necessarily mean that you get a lot of fame or a lot of recognition. You can do many wonderful things that very few people know about, and that doesn't make them any less meaningful or any less worthwhile.
そして、まあ、いろいろな素晴らしいことができるというのは、あの、まあ、人が、あ、知らされることがなくても、それも素晴らしいことですね。だから人がしてたからいいことでしたというのではなくて、まあ、有意義なことは、意味があることは、あの、まあ、やっただけで、あの、まあ、とても意味は持つということですね。
And this was the attitude of Shinran, who was a student of Honen.
これは Shinran Shonin の考え方ですね。
So Shinran is the founder of our Jodo Shinshu Buddhist tradition. We look to him as the founder, but he never considered himself as somebody who was starting something new.
Shinran Shonin はこの Jodo Shinshu の御解散として尊敬されてるけど、Shinran Shonin が私が新しいものを始まってるというつもりがなかったですね。
Shinran always thought of himself as a student. He always considered himself a student of Honen.Rather than a teacher of other disciples.
親鸞聖人は必ず法然上人の弟子として、あの、生きていたんですね。自分が弟子を持って、自分がそういう立派なお坊さんであるという意識がなくて、あくまでも法然上人に従うお弟子であると言いました。
And so, as he says in, the passage that I read at the beginning of my talk this morning, that for 親鸞He simply trusted his teacher, Honen, and his teaching that to say the Nembutsu is to allow your life to be transformed by Amida Buddha.
そして、親鸞聖人は、法然上人が教えるお念仏を申して、阿弥陀様の力によって救われることですね。と言われました。
So, Amida Buddha, I asked the other day, I asked one of our temple members, what is Amida Buddha?
She gave a very wonderful response. She said, Amida Buddha is everything in my life. そして先日、Gomoto さんに聞いた Amida Buddha は何ですかと聞いたら、私の人生のすべてのものですね。She said, all of my experiences teach me a lesson. 私の人生のすべてのことは、私に物事を教えてもらうことがあります。And so, if we're able to live as a student, as Rahula lived, as Shinran lived, then we're able to open our minds and learn lessons, whatever we're doing. So now that even though summer is coming and you won't be going to school every day, or maybe you're graduating from school and you won't be going to school for a while, you still have many opportunities to learn every day. そしてまあこれからまあ夏が始まってしばらく学校に行かないとか学校を卒業してしばらく学校に行かなくてもこういう学べる機会がいっぱいあります。So I encourage you to keep your mind open and always remain a student. Keep that beginner's mind, the mind that's always ready to welcome new experiences. And listen to the Nembutsu teaching. Let that be your guide in life.
そしてまあ、いろいろな心を開いて、いろいろな経験の中でずっと常に学生としての姿勢を学びながらよくお念仏を聞いて暮らしていきたいと思います。お念仏の教えというのは私たちの正しい道を示せることですね。
So it's not important to become famous or recognized by others. It's most important to do something that is truly useful, truly meaningful, whether people recognize it or not.
そして有名になることは大切ではなくて、本当に大切なことをするのが最も大切なことでございます。
Please join me in 合唱。
合唱をお願いします。
ナモアミダ仏、ナモアミダ仏、ナモアミダ仏、ナマンダ仏、ナマンダ仏、ナマンダ仏、ナマンダ仏。